Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The 1 to 2 hour is brought to you by the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
If I want a Chick-fil-A sandwich, I'm going to have a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
What a start to the show it's going to be for today, everybody. How are you doing? Is Jimmy Butler on the Heat yet? Because we've been busy for the last 40 minutes.
Not yet, but things are developing.
Really?
Yep.
Woj just posted.
What do you say?
We'll get to it. Just relax.
Very exciting.
We can tell the audience what's going on, though.
All right. First of all, let's do this. All right. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Let's give away a chance to win $1,000. Your word this hour is sandwich.
You didn't even let us guess.
Sandwich.
That's not how this goes.
Too excited. Too excited. Hey. I'm putting together this video.
You're too excited about A, putting together the video of Robbie bobbing for apples, or B, the fact that you're now trolling Vladimir Putin on all social media.
What are you doing?
What? I'm not going to be soft. If I'm going at Putin, I'm going to at him.
It's all fun and games until the State Department shows up.
Look, all right. Here's the thing. Here's my problem with Putin.
Yep,
okay?
Yep.
Your word this hour is sandwich, by the way. 72881, Gunther Mazda. They're awesome. Gotta get to Gunther.
National contest message and data rates may apply.
Don't text and drive. Putin.
Sandwich.
Is a fraud. Okay? He's a front-running fraud. This Putin is hobnobbing at the World at the World Cup, with Conor McGregor.
Oh, hello, Conor. Can I see? That throwing bus. Hilarious, man. I love it. Hey, come on. Take a picture with Putin, huh?
And then, as soon as Khabib wins the championship, the legit championship, and almost cranks Conor McGregor's neck off, who's he hobnobbing with when Khabib gets back to Russia? Khabib. He's Russian Drake. He is a front-running fraud.
Wait.
Did you just call the leader of Russia Russian Drake?
He is Russian Drake. Look at this.
And you had to add him, didn't you?
Putin, Conor McGregor.
Putin's short.
Oh yeah, little man syndrome, like Napoleon. As soon as Conor McGregor loses,
oh hello Khabib, you did Russia very good. Hey.
It's all fun and games until the Fed show up.
And so I added him. Putin's a front runner. Russian Drake.
Oh God.
Come at me. What?
You don't normally say come at me with the dude that has nukes.
His nukes are a fraud. This is another thing about Putin. That doomsday missile that he has, the one that's aimed at Miami, it goes like 4 feet.
He's like, oh, look. Oh, could I attack West Coast? Yeah, it'd be much more efficient, but Putin needs to show that he's got it in the pants, huh?
So what he does is he tries to send a doomsday missile around the world to hit Miami. No reason. No reason that he could go to Miami. It's completely unnecessary. But what does it do? Doesn't work, like everything Russian. Anyway.
The views expressed by Brendan Toba do not necessarily
reflect the views of America.
Do not reflect the views of Entercom, Leroy, The Beast, Robbie, or anyone else that
Please.
Is associated.
Wait, you come,
no,
you come.
You can't include Robbie because he had Robbie thinking he was a flamingo.
Okay.
You gotta bob apples like a flamingo.
Okay.
Get the shrimp. Okay. To which Robbie replied, that's why they're pink, because they eat shrimp.
Yep. Well, he's right. He just watches Nat Geo Wild.
It's not why they're pink.
Yes, it is.
It is. Absolutely is.
Planet
100%,
Earth.
100%.
So, let me get this straight. Flamingos are pink because they eat shrimp.
Yes.
Yes.
So, Google that. Please, I can't believe that's possible.
We put Nat Geo Wild in here every single day. It's outside of sports, my favorite viewing. You don't think I know this? Why do you always challenge me on animal facts? Anyway, let's hit the headlines thing, Robbie. But the only headline.
Wait.
What?
Flamingos are not pink. They are born with gray feathers, which gradually turn pink in the wild because of a natural pink dye called canthaxanthin that they obtained from their diet of brine shrimp and blue-green algae.
Do me a favor. Get that marker.
You give Robbie
me
plus one.
And Robbie a point.
You give them a point.
Sir, hit the headlines, Robbie.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
Oh, is this where I go?
Yeah.
So on the Jimmy Butler move. Okay, so yesterday the Houston owner was tampering. What are you doing, Tobin?
I'm looking at a thing. Our guy, Justin Shock, sent me a tweet.
Yeah.
And just go. I'll just do
well, I'm trying to do the headlines, and you want to know about Jimmy Butler, so I want to include
you. It's Jimmy Butler related, so I want to hear what you said. I don't want to step on your headlines.
Okay,
that would be rude.
Yesterday the Houston owner was basically tampering.
Yeah, that was garbage.
Saying
Fertitta.
We love that guy.
Not surprising.
Today, Woj comes back in and saying that the Heat want to rekindle their dormant Jimmy Butler trade talks. He was with the team yesterday, but not practicing with them.
Yeah.
And Five Reasons, our folks at Five Reasons, Ethan and whoever else is on there, 7,000 people.
Slim.
Slim is on there, and I guess they get the Heat beat.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
But mostly Slim. Slim is my main guy.
Well, he's on the Balls Cast.
Right, and that's who I follow for all my NBA news, the Balls Cast.
As you should. So the Five Reasons podcast said there's a Friday deadline, or timeline for Friday.
Right.
So now what do you got?
Okay. Well, the big nugget that came out yesterday, I sent you guys, is the Mark Stein thing that said that the Wolves reportedly turned, Wolves owner, not Tibbs, the owner reportedly turned down a deal that had included Josh Richardson and a protected first.
Correct.
Now there's this Darren Wolfson. He's kind of like Minnesota Levitard, if you will.
Wait.
Like, really on the inside.
What's he do?
Now, is it coincidental that the Timberwolves, Levitard, his name is Wolfson? Do with that what you will. But he says, in a tweet to somebody, I'm telling you that Taylor didn't balk at the offer of Richardson at first. Something's phony baloney here. Something is amiss. Did the Heat offer Richardson, or did they not? Comes down to who you believe. Do you believe Wolfson?
Well,
or Stein.
According to Woj.
Who do I believe? There's so many
lies
out there.
But according to Woj, though, is the heat of death. He's saying the heat of definitely softened on, including Richardson.
What does softened mean? Does it mean he's on the table, or does it mean it's not, I'm going to hang the bleep up on you?
I think it means.
Does it mean
the conversation.
Does it mean I'll give you Richardson if you take Fat Deion Waiters and Tyler Johnson? Or does it mean he'll definitely be in the deal? What does that mean?
Probably
softened.
Probably the first part.
Probably.
Right.
Does it mean I can...
Like, if you take a bunch of our other dead weight...
You can have Richardson, but you're taking all my cap space so I can clear the decks for free agency.
Correct.
And then I get myself Jimmy Butler and Klay Thompson. Is that what he's doing? Softening on Jay Rich? Or is he just saying, okay, we'll give you Jay Rich. We'll give in. Because I got to tell you, I don't think Pat Riley's just giving in. He ain't rolling over like a puppy that wants his belly rubbed. He's not urinating all over himself at the poker table. He plays for keeps. And this Thibodeau, he's a delusional kook. He doesn't know what's going on. He still thinks that he can convince Jimmy Butler to go. He basically probably laid out Jimmy Butler's practice uniform, hoping that he'd come out there. He's desperate.
The other news from the Heat is Justice Winslow says that him and the organization are close to an extension.
That surprised me.
Also,
Question.
Feather crab statue.
Do you think the Heat love Justice Winslow more than Jay Rich? I mean, because they have been.
Like, is he going to make more in this extension?
No.
Do they think he's more
versatile? That
he probably is more versatile.
Yeah.
Okay. Because the Heat
love defense. Don't ever forget that.
Let's say if you look at Justice Winslow, look, there's one thing that he doesn't do. He's not as good a defender as Jay Rich, but he's a pretty good defender.
Well, I mean, at one point,
he definitely handles the ball better than Jay Rich.
We were ready to call him the next Kawhi at one point.
No, nobody was ready to do that.
Yes, I called him Meta World Peace.
They were hoping that he would turn
Meta World Peace. He's built like him. He's not crazy. He has a game like him.
He's not
just
crazy.
Not crazy.
He's totally not crazy.
It is Winslow culture.
But there's one problem.
That's the first step.
Yeah, there is one problem. at the end of his arms reside two nubs with lobster claws on them. He's a fiddler crab.
Correct.
So what, at the extension, how do you extend somebody who has claws for hands and cannot have any touch around the rim? That's the question.
You can't even sign the contract with those claws.
Fair point. He'd have to sign it with his toes.
The Heat are in action tonight hosting the Pelicans, which are not flamingos.
Maybe they could just swap?
Yeah, 7:30 tonight, 6:30 pregame. Tommy Tighe, Zazzo, Mike Inglis, Ruth Riley on the broadcast here on The Ticket. The Marlins made a little bit of a trade. Traded a reliever, Kyle Barraclough. He is on the way out to the Nats, and I don't know what the Marlins get back. Like, slot bonus money. Great.
Yeah, well, they're trying to get that Victor Mesa, the Cuban sensation.
Yeah, good luck on that.
I mean, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like how you think. Like, oh, the Red Sox and Yankees can offer more money. It doesn't work like that.
You only get a certain amount of international money. I think the only team is the Orioles.
Yeah.
Right.
But who knows? I mean, like, if they're going to go do that. I mean, they just lost a gazillion games.
Yeah, they lost 115 games.
Yeah, true. Valid point. So,
and there's two of them. There's two brothers.
And last but not least, Colin Kaepernick has trademarked the image of his head.
Do you have to trademark that?
I believe you do.
It's your own head. Don't you already, like...
No.
Jerry West didn't have to trademark his thing before they made him the logo.
Think about it. It just means that no one could put a Kaepernick head on our jersey or
Jerry
a shirt.
Jerry West has to get, like, a cut of that, right?
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
For being the logo?
Let's Google it.
Somebody said, interesting. Is it me or the Heat molding Magruder to be J. Rich 2.0 in case they have to trade him?
Maybe. He's looking, I mean, Magruder's looking spectacular. He's a little bit, I mean, the one thing you'd say with Magruder, you know, he really only has his rookie year. Last year he got hurt, and he's an older rookie, because remember all that time, he had time in the G League, right. Had time at K-State, like,
I mean,
it's not like you're not getting a guy who's still got a lot of ceiling, you know, or a lot of growth to go. He's probably out of ceiling.
Wait, time
Jay
out.
Rich is 24, and Winslow's 21.
Uh-huh.
How does that?
But Jay Rich has played three full seasons. Like, right. Magruder's only had a rookie year, really.
Well, Jay Rich miss half of 1 year? He came back in January.
Yeah, and then he was the best three-point shooter in the league.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Check this out. You know what, the NBA? You can go stuff it.
Why?
How about this? Jerry West doesn't get anything. You know why?
Why?
Because the NBA will not admit that Jerry West is the logo. When asked about it, former Commissioner David Stern's spokesperson said, did I say Spurn? I believe that I did. David Stern spokesman said, there's no record of it here in the offices.
Sure.
However, on their website, the league features a short documentary about Jerry West titled The Logo.
He's called The Logo.
Right.
That's his nickname.
But legally, they will not admit it, so he gets bupkis.
I mean, he's fine. He's been like a head NBA office.
Bupkis.
That's garbage.
Because the league will not admit that it's him.
That's garbage.
Even though everyone knows it's him.
How about Michael Jordan making the Hornets wear Jordan brand?
That's great.
It's like, I'm getting my silhouette on there.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, why wouldn't he?
I don't know. It's funny to me.
Why is it funny?
Everybody else says Nike. He's like, nah, we're Jordan brand.
Of course. But if you owned a team, you'd make him wear Tobin brand.
That's not true. Tobin brand, like, it's not as cool as Nike.
No, because it'd be flip-flops and they wouldn't be able to play basketball in them.
Hey, you got to be impressed with my flamingo balance.
By the way, thank God Robbie doesn't own her team, because you know what they'd be wearing.
Crocs.
Yep.
Is Crocs, like, going out of business soon? Are they still around?
No, they're not going out of business.
I mean, they stopped manufacturing them, I thought.
No. A couple plants shut down, but they've got, like, enough inventory for the next 10 years.
Oh, good. I wonder if they had, like, an about
face. They already put out, like, a thing. Like, we're ready for the holiday rush.
Really?
Yep.
It is a thing.
What, are you following at Crocs?
Maybe.
You can text the show on the NunezLaw.com text line 67974.
It's freaking hot in here, dude.
All right, we had ourselves some fun before the show today. Robbie had to pay off one of his debts. We're working on the video right now. We're hoping to have it out before the end of the show today, but we'll tell you about it next. I can feel my face when I'm with you. All right, welcome back, guys. Toby the Red Beast here with you on a Wednesday.
Forgot about that.
Oh, it's in there. I can feel my face. I'm putting the finishing touches on our video. Robbie today had to, we're doing debt week this week, and Robbie had to finally McBob for apples, and that entailed of him going after 8 apples in an icy cooler.
And for a good 20 minutes.
Yeah, we were out there a long time.
We were for a good 20 minutes. He hadn't gotten one.
Right. And so then we were just like, just get one, Robbie.
Just get one. Just get one apple.
Took some turning of the cooler.
And the flamingo technique.
The repositioning.
And then we learned about the flamingo technique.
Correct.
Which is, you can't just hover around these apples. The leverage and the buoyancy is not going to allow you to get into the core. You need to really press down, and the only way to do that is the flamingo tactic. Because it's not like you mentioned at one point in the back, it's like kids.
Right.
It's not the same, because the kids got the little incisors, and they got the face that it gives you the right kind of crevice to get
well,
in there.
Well, Robbie's schnoz was definitely getting in the way.
No!
I was watching it! But,
tape will show that the schnoz started, was some of an issue.
No, it started, he was trying to get the apple without putting his face in the water. The whole thing about bobbing for apples, you got to go under.
Yeah.
He was trying to do it without going
yeah,
under.
Yeah, you can't
so
just.
So he was basically kissing the bobbing apples because he couldn't get any grip.
Then there was the one apple he took a bite out of. And
right. Then one apple mysteriously came up with a bite out of it. I don't know how. I don't know how he bit the apple without picking it up.
At one point, though, after several tries, and we had put ice in the water just to make it nice and cool for him.
Right.
Robbie took a step back, had to take some deep breaths. We were kind of worried about him. And he said, I feel like the weekend, I can't feel my face.
And it was pretty cold.
It's a brilliant line.
It was. Yes.
It's a brilliant line. He's a national treasure. Just like our guy Derek Lewis, who, by the way,
oh,
how about this?
He's going to get his ass kicked.
He's fighting for the heavyweight championship.
In a month.
Yeah.
That can't be good.
Why not?
Payday.
He could barely make it through the last fight.
It's all right, though, but how about this? I would say like 2 weeks ago,
yeah,
Daniel Cormier was like, I can't even make a fist. So he's going into this fight banged up. It's probably
why couldn't he make a fist?
Who's in better shape?
He broke his hand against
Stipe. Who's in better shape?
I mean, cardio, like physical shape?
Yeah, able to breathe.
Well, Daniel Cormier, he can go for days.
Right, that's a problem.
Hey, for a big boy.
Nothing like big fella wheezing in the ring.
Bro, he said right after the fight, no, I don't want any part of the championship. I don't want any part of that.
I know. And he even said today, he's like, I don't even deserve this. You should give it to Stipe, who's been the longest reigning heavyweight champion of all time. But that's why you love him, because all he needs is one. He was getting his ass kicked that entire fight.
Until about 20 seconds left.
He just needs one.
Yeah.
Just needs one. He gets you. As Pain City.
But if it goes to round two, he's probably just going to fall over out of exhaustion.
He gets through these rounds. He's huffing and puffing, and he's going slow
as
pace.
As far as competition goes, where was Drago or wherever the hell he was
fighting? Drago's top five. That's a good opponent he beat, which is why the guy was kicking his ass.
Man, he was so out of breath. I mean, did you see him? He had to lay on the mat for a good 5 minutes after the match.
Is he a tailor-made opponent for Daniel Cormier? Did Daniel Cormier do this exactly to Rumble Johnson twice? Yes. Yes, but that was at light heavyweight. And Johnson got him once. Daniel did get up. Nobody gets up from a Rumble Johnson shot, but this is a heavyweight shot. Heavyweight shot, son. Imagine if he wins that title.
It's not going to go well.
Imagine if he wins that title.
Here's what I picture.
It delights me.
I picture after a round or two, Cormier is going to fold him up like a cheap suit.
You guys are looking at this the wrong way. You're looking at the negative side. I'm like to look at the positive. Because what if Cormier...
Oh, the positive is,
what if Cormier
is that Daniel Cormier...
How about this?
...is going to win by submission.
Cormier just knocked out the heavyweight champ of the world. Maybe he's feeling a little bit froggy, feeling a little bit cocky with his striking.
Right now...
Tries to stand with the big fella.
Now we've talked to him. We've talked to him. Does he seem like the type of fighter that's going to go in there carelessly like that and try to knock a guy out?
You never know.
Yeah, you do.
You never know.
Like, how about, like, Lewis, like, what is he going to be able to do to somehow get in shape in 3 weeks?
Well, you're misguided in that. He's in shape.
He's not!
He's in his fight shape. That's how he fights. He leans back. He just holds that right hand. And then when you leave a window, bang!
So, like...
And then you go down.
Just one shot.
One shot. That's all. That's it. It's a one-hitter quitter. That's all it takes.
I mean, can you imagine if he wins the speech afterwards?
It's gonna be legendary. It's gonna be amazing.
He's gonna take his shorts off again.
It's gonna be better than Rocky when he beat Drago.
Why are you taking his shorts off? Oh.
Because Joe Rogan, my boys are hot.
he is not ready for regular TV.
I'm here with the winner, Derek Lewis. Derek, why'd you take your pants off?
My b- was hot.
I understand. Listen, man, what you just did was absolutely phenomenal. That was an incredible comeback victory, and it shows one of the reasons why people love to watch you fight, that you can put it all to bed with one shot.
I told them, boys, I got nothing but heart. You gotta keep my best,
it's true.
Man.
He has nothing but heart.
I ain't all that technical and all that.
Heart's great until you can't breathe.
Okay, but guess what?
No one will question heart? Your heart, sir, after this.
We got to get to the best part, Robbie, when he says for the title.
We haven't seen in a long time, and you were looking for that big haymaker all night. You found it in the last minute of the fight.
I forgot. A few hours before the fight, Donald Trump called me and told me I got to knock this Russian out because they're making him look bad on the news. You know, him and Putin. They talking about USA and his whole.
Listen, Derek, you came into this fight the number two contender with that knockout. You're absolutely one of the top guys in line for a shot at the title next. So tell us what you think about that.
I need to sit my black ass down and do some more cardio. What you talking about right now? I ain't trying to fight for no title right now. I don't have no gas tank like that.
Hey, Derek, it's Dana White. How would you like all the millions to save my card because Nate Diaz's opponent is out and now Nate Diaz isn't going to fight on that card and really I have no co-main or main event. Would you like all the money to fight Daniel Cormier? Yes, I would.
What's all the money? Like, how much can he make from this?
I bet you he's going to make more than he's ever made combined in some of his fights. For saving a Madison Square Garden main event, I bet you they backed up the Brinks truck for him. Not really? Connor money. It's not like that crazy. But
for
Derek Lewis,
like,
I bet
this life changing money?
I bet you it was. Yeah, for what he's made. Yeah.
All right. I guess I guess so.
Look. Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Derek Lewis strike is the guy. If I gave him 4 months, you think he's really gonna get in cardio shape for Daniel Cormier?
I don't know. But 3 weeks doesn't seem like an awful lot of time.
Or is he still gonna just come in for that haymaker?
That's the thing. Is that the farther you, and I see this like when we go to these smaller, you know, cards, you see guys working their way up and they specialize in like the haymaker, and the farther they go up and then they get to a point where somebody's very technical and just beats them down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Cormier is a professional.
Yeah.
He's not a haymaker guy.
No, but if I were to make an argument, and none of these are good, none of these are good arguments. They're just arguments.
Right.
He's never been in there with somebody as big as Derek. So wrestling a big old to get to 265. Get in there with a big old, let's say, 280 guy right there, let's say.
But guess what?
That's a big fella to throw around.
Also been in the ring with the baddest man in MMA.
Very true. Very true. Very true. And he took a head kick from him, and that was no good.
Yeah. Guy ain't going to kick him.
Nah.
Really?
Just one. Yeah. Isn't
this the guy that he was chasing with a cheeseburger on the street?
That's Jarrell Miller. He won this past week.
Really?
Yeah, I won him 2 rounds. Good fight by him. He was 317 pounds.
Boxing?
Yeah. Boxing, there's no limit.
Yeah, hence Butterbean.
Yeah, but he looks good.
Yeah?
Yeah, he wears 315 pounds well, Jarrell Miller. He does. He does.
Weighs the same as Beast.
He's 6'4".
I'm 5'4".
We call you Big Boy Concentrate.
We're back after this.
Yeah. Jumpin', them boys up to something. They just spent like 2 or 3 weeks out the country.
All right, welcome back, guys. Toby the Run Beast here with you. Dolphins are back in the practice field today as they are gearing up for
Khalil Mack. I mean,
can we have an over-under, Robbie, on the sacks?
I think it's going to be close to Derek Thomas' record for Khalil Mack.
What's the record?
7.
No, it's not. It's more than that.
For one guy in a game, yeah. For the team, it's 12. A bunch of teams have done 12.
Didn't he have 8?
I think the record was 7. I thought he had 7. But yeah, the team, there's a bunch of teams that have had 12. And in one 12-sack game, O.C. Muniora had 6 sacks.
7 sacks by Derek Thomas. Yep.
And I remember.
And 12
they,
by team.
Let me tell you. Here's how I remember it. They were playing Seattle. Craig was the quarterback.
Yep.
And he missed a sack at the end of the game, and they threw a touchdown and he lost. Didn't even win that game.
Wow. Man.
Did you you obviously went up against Derek Thomas, didn't you?
Yes.
That
but back then it was a little different because he mostly played linebacker and then pass rusher on passing downs. But what they would do is if you played against him, they would make him a big man, a big. So when all your blocking schemes, they would count him as a down lineman.
You guys see, speaking of football the way it was, you see this salty-ass Tom Brady?
Oh, yeah. Tom
he's
yeah.
so salty.
Tom Brady says that football, it's more college-y now.
Yeah,
it's not.
Here he was on Sully and Murph on WEEI.
You know, I think it was a different time. You know, I think football was different then. You know, I think now, I think in some ways it's pro football is more of glorified college football. So I think in some ways it's maybe the transition, it's a more similar game than what it used to be, you know, when I first started. Football now is removing some of the physical elements of the game. It's just, it's more of a space game. And, you know, you see a lot of kind of college plays, you know, more in the pro game now than what I remember when I started. So, you know, that's just kind of how things have went over the last bunch of years.
Yeah, we see how it is, Tommy.
I love you, Tommy.
Just going to urinate all over the young guys.
I
got you. Oh, I mean, you know, these guys, they don't have it as tough as I did back in the day. Brr. Get the hell out of here, man.
Hall of Famer.
Why don't you give a little nod to the new generation?
Goat.
Tommy boy.
Goat.
I mean.
Instead of backstabbing any little threat that you have that comes into your building.
Guess what? Goat.
Having yourself a little
guess
tantrum.
What? Guess what? Goat.
Here's what happens in these situations. Mm-hmm. Okay? You are not mad at what he said. You are mad at who said it.
No, it's not true.
Because
yes, you are.
Because nope. Wait, let's be fair.
If Aaron Rodgers said would you be as mad?
Let's be honest. What he said is quite accurate.
Nah.
That part of the reason why quarterbacks can have
timeout. Calling a 30. What game are you playing?
Who?
You.
You playing Candy Crush?
What freaking game are you playing during the show on your phone?
Candy Crush on the show?
It was during the break and I was
no,
almost...
you were on stage freaking 8 while we were talking.
No.
Minus one.
It's not minus one.
You cannot be playing a game during the show.
I'm having conversation.
You can barely pay attention as it is.
I don't know. I had some accruage of points I needed
here.
To.
Anyway. Here.
You got to use those points.
Oh, thank you.
You and Robbie get one for the shirt.
If you're not buying golf shirts or and I talked about this with your friend Bruce yesterday. If you're not buying golf shirts or golf clubs, then you're playing games.
Hey, but yeah.
Now listen. No, I'm not mad at who said it. Like Dan Marino
yes,
could say
are.
That.
No,
Dan Marino
no,
could say that, and
no,
I think you're salty dog about
you are
it.
Mad first of no all, principle. That is
first
not true.
Of all, stop lying. Everybody knows how you are.
No, I'm a fair person.
But here's
of
what I'm saying. That a lot of the NFL offenses are catered to what kids are doing in college.
Maybe correct. So. Maybe so. But you know what it's like?
So that's an accurate statement.
No, here's what it's like. It's like the old heavyweight champions when they come out and urinate all over the new guys. You're like, tougher back in my day. Wasn't like that it is today. It's like, well, actually, training's better. Health is better. Heavyweights are bigger. Maybe they were. Maybe they would have just done just as well in your day.
No,
but you know what it is? It's taken. Oh. Oh, you guys are all impressed with
Pat. He didn't say that.
He did. Slightly. You got to listen. You got to listen between the sound.
Oh, okay. Let's put a couple of facts out here.
Okay.
One, guys coming into the league now can't get hit.
Mm-hmm.
That means no T-bones in the back. When your left tackle sucks and your quarterback gets killed, he's not laid up for a couple of weeks now because if you hit him, the world stops.
Partly because of him. Like, when Brady got rolled up on, they're like, rule change, can't do that. When his knee got torn up, well, can't roll up on the quarterback.
They didn't change that rule when they did it a while after
I think it was Carson Palmer.
I don't think so, man. I think it was right. Wasn't it right
it was
after Brady
playoff
with that
game. No, it was a playoff game with Carson Palmer.
Was that the same year?
No.
No, it was further back, but I don't know when they, enforced the rule.
No, but I'm saying, it's like, okay, forget who said it. what he's saying is accurate.
Nah.
That there's more wide open offense, more quick passes, more passes for the quarterback to get the ball out of his hands. Like, yeah, that's all college quarterbacking.
Oh, it always comes down to it was harder back in my day when it wasn't.
He didn't say that.
He did. He did. Again, you have to listen between the sound. That's what he's saying. He's saying it was tougher when I was coming up in the world. Now it's college-esque. It's glorified college football. Easier game.
I'll give you even more of an analogy.
Which, by the way, you couldn't even play in college. You were getting outplayed by a baseball player.
Right. I will say this, that it's, to me, the analogy would be Canadian football. Because it's all about passing.
With the run and start?
They don't run and start. Let me tell
they
you.
Kind of run and start.
That's frightening when you watch TV. Like, I always, like...
Yeah, there's two things I don't like. I don't like the running start, and I don't like that goalpost in the front of the end zone. That's dangerous.
Wait. Does make for some good blooper reels, though.
Oh, my God. When the quarterback throws one, doink, off the goalpost is great.
Or when you can run a 30-yard pass pattern from the 5-yard line because the end zone is 20 yards deep. No, but look, Tom Brady. I know how you feel about him.
Bastard.
I'm familiar with your work.
You son of a bitch.
I'm familiar with your team petty work
because
you have, you know, sunk your horns in here.
Yeah, you know how else it makes things easier? When you have a better grip on the football that you deflated. And you want to know how else you make it easier? Knowing the defensive plays, you cheating bastard.
Don't be jealous.
That
don't be
being
jealous,
said.
Don't be jealous. Don't be jealous.
That being said.
What are you raising the roof for?
That being said.
What are you raising the roof for?
I'm running up the score.
On what?
Are you telling me that there aren't more professional teams doing a lot of what they do in college?
Yeah, but so what? They're doing it better.
Let me ask you a question.
That's fine.
Wait.
Let me ask you this. That was his point.
Let me ask you this. How is everybody geeking up the numbers to this level? And yet, we supposedly have an offensive guru running the Miami Dolphins, and Tannehill's throwing for $120 every week. Explain something to me.
Question for
explain
you.
Explain that one to me.
You hate Brady so much. Would you take him over Tannehill or your beloved Bortles?
Yeah, but that's Bortles. Like, so what? Like, I'd take a grandma over Bortles as long as she could throw a piece of toilet paper a few feet. Like, no big deal. So what? But I just explain it to me. When Brady is saying football is easier than it's ever been, kind of. That's kind of what he's saying. And the Dolphins have a guru. Why is Tannehill throwing for 125 yards every week?
Well, I could say the same thing about the Hurricanes offense, where you have Coach Mark Richt, who's supposed to be another quarterback. They're
doing that on purpose.
Yeah, but keep that one. Keep this one in house. Let's keep it to pro right now. What's up with that? I just want to know when you're 28th in total offense, and yet you're an offensive guy. Even if you have Sam Young being a left tackle for a week.
Let me ask you a question.
Can you not be the worst?
Well, but we've discussed this before. Brian Billick was an offensive guy. They won a Super Bowl because of their defense.
I understand. But Brian Billick didn't have a temper tantrum every single year about the personnel and the culture that he had, saying that was the reason why he's ruining things. Because every time the Dolphins get skunked, then somebody gets the boot and says, I got my guys in here now. It's all going to be perfect.
Leroy plays Candy Crush during the show while Beast crushes candy in his mouth on the mic during the show.
I feel like you're only reading that text to deflect off you playing Candy Crush.
Ever since you went on the keto, we haven't been eating candy during the show. Yeah.
By the way, to clear something up, there is a Carson Palmer rule, but it was just modified changes. But then the Brady hit, then official rule changes happened the next season.
Excuse me, everybody?
That's when they made it a flag for lunging at a quarterback below the knees. The Carson Palmer one, they just made modifications.
Why do you have to do the McGregor? Why do you have to do the McGregor walk
or
up to the
not
board?
Not even the McGregor.
Especially now after he lost.
Here's what annoys me. You guys think I'm nothing but gas, but yet I come with facts.
Here's what you do. You're like a monkey with a machine gun. You're bound to hit something.
What?
You're just hosing down everything. You might get something you like, you might not. That's what you do.
Even a broken clock is right twice a day.
I'm telling you.
When are you guys going to be on time?
What are you talking about?
You heard me.
What does that mean?
It means exactly what I said it means.
Well, no. What does that mean?
You know.
Hey.
No, I don't know.
Stop pulling a Robbie.
What?
Stop pulling a Robbie.
What does
that mean? He makes comments that only he gets. And then he says, it's science.
Robbie, did that make sense to you?
Perfect sense.
See, of course. You can't ask him.
He's your minion. You can't ask him. He worships at a statue of you every night at his foot of
you
his bed.
You lose all credibility.
Man, I'm a tech.
Both of you. Both of you lose all credibility when you say, you got to go at it like a bleeping flamingo.
Okay.
Like, get the shrimp. Okay. And he goes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then what happened? And then he started racking up 8 apples. But with your tactic, the sidewall tactic, terrible tactic.
No, because his head couldn't fit into the cooler.
Yeah, we had to reposition the cooler.
Right, we turned the cooler.
That's a problem. That's a problem. We have a big-ass cooler out there. Robbie's head couldn't fit into it.
We'll give you a chance to win $1,000 coming up with your next co-word in 10 minutes. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.